There's no denying that Tony Dungy was a master of his craft. During his 28-year career, Dungy rose to become one of the most successful and beloved coaches in the history of the National Football League. In his first job as a head coach, Dungy did the seemingly impossible by turning the perennially pathetic Tampa Bay Buccaneers into a playoff-bound powerhouse. Then, after a move to Indianapolis, Dungy led the Colts to their first Super Bowl victory in 36 years, making Dungy the first African-American head coach to ever hoist the Vince Lombardi Trophy. As anyone close to Dungy will tell you, the soft-spoken coach is intensely passionate about the pursuit of excellence, holding the highest standards for himself and his players. But what inspired Dungy to work with such a passion for exceptionalism? Much like the other masters throughout this audiobook, Dungy's motivation for excellence in his work stemmed from something much deeper, more sustainable, and God-honoring than the pursuit of fame, fortune, and trophies. Dungy was inspired by his parents, both of whom were masterful educators, to pursue excellence as a means of glorifying God and serving others. Remembering his parents' example, Dungy said, "My parents were definitions of excellence in teaching. It was important to them to be the best that they could be, not for personal reasons, but that was their concept of serving. They wanted to serve people in the best way possible." That commitment to mastery had a lasting impact on Dungy, who has thought a lot about excellence throughout his career. Excellence is doing something at the very highest level it can be done, using all your capabilities and everything God has given you, Dungy said. I talk a lot about excellence because I think from a Christian perspective, that can get lost sometimes. We don't always think of excellence as a Christian concept, but I think God does desire us to be excellent at what we do. Just because we're Christians doesn't mean we should take the approach to just move forward and let the Lord handle it. He wants us to be excellent in what we do. He's placed us in our careers. We do have a responsibility to be the very best we can be in whatever field we decide to take up. We all run to receive a prize and to win. I never want to forget that part of it. We should run to win. Throughout his career, Dungy won a lot. If there was ever a doubt that Dungy was a master of his craft as a coach, his induction into the NFL's Pro Football Hall of Fame certainly removed that skepticism. As Dungy took the stage in Canton, Ohio to receive the Ring of Excellence, the audience of adoring fans, family, and former players erupted in rapturous applause. Clearly, these fans were celebrating Dungy's excellence on the field, but as anyone who knows Dungy will tell you, they were applauding something much more. They were celebrating a man who understands that while he is called to be excellent in his work, his faith commands him to be excellent in all things, including as a husband and father. In a moving speech, Marvin Harrison, Dungy's former player and fellow Hall of Fame inductee, addressed his former coach directly, saying, "Coach Dungy, my final head coach, I could sit up here for 15 minutes and tell you about how important it was to have you as my coach and talk about football. But what you brought to our team and to me was more important than anything. You taught us how to be teammates. You taught us how to be men. But the most important thing is, you taught us about fatherhood. So I want to thank you for that." Harrison's sentiment has been echoed by countless players Dungy has coached and mentored throughout his career. But Dungy didn't just tell others how to be an excellent father. He modeled it. I grew up in Tampa Bay, and I still remember seeing Dungy with his kids at sporting events where my friends and I were playing. Even at the height of his career, Dungy always seemed to make time to cheer his kids on from the sidelines. If you're only focused on excellence in your job or excellence on the field, you will get totally out of balance and out of whack, Dungy said. "Yes, I need to be excellent as a coach. I need to be excellent as a Christian. I need to be excellent as a father. I need to be excellent as a person in the community and strive for that excellence everywhere and not just in one area."